Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to The Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hello there.
So, craziness again. We never have any shortage of stuff to talk about during the week, do we?
Yeah, where do we start? I mean, you have North Korea upset because of a stupid movie. So they've hacked into Sony's account. You have the big tax and spend bill that conservatives, or Republicans rather, just passed. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah, how come we haven't had...
CIA report...
We haven't had an audio postcard in a while from Kim Jong-un. I've been expecting one almost every week, but he must have too much on his plate with all the hacking going on. So, well, let's take care of some business before we get into the hour. Sponsor this half hour is Aishelman Equipment, 734-994-6000, or you can go to www.aishelman.com. That's AESCHLIMAN.com. They're located at 6 Mile Road in US 23. We haven't had a lot of winter yet, or a lot of snow yet this winter, but it's coming. So if you're looking for a new tractor or plow or any of the attachments that go with those types of things, get your hind end out to Aishelman Equipment and see what they've got, because they've got a great selection of stuff, man. I would love to be able to own a new plow, tractor, three-point hitch, whatever. Pretty awesome. Every time I go out there, I just want to drive something, you know.
You know, this is the time of year when anything can happen. I checked the weather forecast yesterday in the morning, and it was forecasting possibly 5 to 7 inches on Friday. And then later in the day, I checked the forecast again, and it was like maybe 1 inch on Thursday.
Yeah.
And nothing for Friday. So
yeah,
you never know.
180 degrees from last year, that's for sure. So, and I'm not complaining. I said to someone the other day when I walked out of work, I was like, you know, I can put up with this kind of winter all the time. It's great.
So. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be in the low 50s the first part of next week.
Yes, yes. I'm going to put my bikini on and go look at the – hey, you just had a vision, didn't
listen,
you?
Listen, wherever
my
you're –
bikini shorts. Dude.
Wherever you're huh? going with that bikini, I'm going in the opposite direction.
I'm going to put my little Speedo trunks
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Huh?
No,
what?
No, no.
Muffin top man. Yeah, that's me. All right. Well, anyways, let's get to what we do every Saturday here is go over the news of the week on The Drift. And The Daily Drift, we put those stories and the links to them so that you can stay abreast of the information you need to know. And the first thing I wanted to talk about was what the heck's going on in Lansing? Are the Democrats in control in Lansing again? Is Jennifer Granholm back? Was there a coup or something?
Well, we voted for those Republicans.
All I can say is, Randy Richardville, sir, you are a disgrace. You can call into the show, and I'll be happy to give you some time to defend what it is I and others say about you, but you, sir, are a disgrace. The gas tax thing, Jace Bulges, I thought was a good one, right? You know, of course you get the unions and the teachers crying, oh, you're going to cut funding. No, we're not. We're not cutting funding.
Although we should.
You're stealing money from the roads for your stuff. That's what you're doing to us. So, anyways, I was disappointed in that. And then I put up the Senate, the Michigan Senate approved an online sales tax, too.
Tax. Let me.
What is going on?
Let me interject here and pose the question: does it lend a little bit of credence to Ken and Pastor Rich Dietering and them saying they just can't do it anymore?
Yeah,
and they're drawing a line in the sand because we said no, vote Republican, but now we're complaining.
Yeah, well, but I told them I would complain. But so I'm keeping my end of the bargain.
Right, but it doesn't. Does it do any good though? We complained the last time around.
Well. You know, it's all a matter of perspective, because let's be honest. If it was Jennifer Granholm, it would be twice as much taxing as we've gotten so far. But I'm not saying that this is right. It's not right. They should be Republicans, for crying out loud. Be Republicans. This is what we elected you to do, not to raise our taxes. Do you have any idea what another 20 cents a gallon on gas is going to do to us? Now, we may not feel it if gas is dropping like a rock, as it is. For the short term, this is not forever. It's
right.
Going to go up again. But this is not, Republicans, what we voted you to do. We voted you in to cut taxes, to cut regulation, not put crap like this in here. So, Governor Rick, don't do this. Don't be an idiot. You're a businessman. You know what this is going to do to business in our state, the tourism. Where is our tourism special lobbyist out there telling these Republicans, don't do it?
Right, but the voice of the dissenters, and I'm going to just kind of be the devil's advocate here, is that they were saying, but they will do it. They have done it in the past. They always will do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still, I believe in the third party. Also, Cannon, the rest of you guys, I do believe in the third party. But you got to start at the bottom. You start with your local, you start with your county, and you work your way up. Because nobody, you always have to get through that straight ticket vote, which is 20% of any vote. That's a hard, hard hill to climb against. So start out at the bottom and get your elected officials in the municipalities and the townships and whatnot, and then work your way up as an independent or a third-party guy, whatever.
And I agree with that. However, the logic during the election that, you know, we'll hold them accountable and we'll hold their feet to the fire, once they're in, they're going to do what they're going to do, like we've experienced and are experiencing. So I've never really bought into – I mean, we can obviously complain and say all these things that they're doing and point it out. However, during the election, when we're saying that we're going to hold them accountable, it almost implies that we will prevent them from doing what we're complaining about right now. But that never really works.
Yeah, all you can really do is – contact them and flood their offices and their phone lines. So let's start with Randy Richardville from the Michigan State Senate, 517-373-3543. Now, if you're not writing that down, you should be. 517-373-3543. That's Senator Randy Richardville's office. Or you can email him, senrichardville@senate.michigan.gov. Flood his phone line. Call him a piece of crap, because that's what he is. And just say, you know what, you're not even a Republican, you're not even a rhino. You might as well just be hanging out with maybe he's hanging out with Gretchen Whitmer, right? Isn't she the minority lead there?
Maybe they're married.
Oh.
You know, like some of these, I say that in the logic of some of these political pundits that you see on national television.
Their
was it Mary Matlin and who's the dude from Louisiana? I always forget his
Carville.
Name. Yeah, Carville. Yeah. How can they be married? I mean, that is just outrageous.
It's a sight I don't want to see anyways to even think about. But, you know, people do. They always talk about work wives.
Let me
people
ask you this.
Work wives. You know, maybe they're hanging out together.
Let me ask,
too much.
Who would you rather see in a bikini, Carville or Mary Matlin?
The last time I saw Mary Matlin, she didn't look very nice. Not saying she's a nice lady, I'm sure. How about Joe Hune, Michigan State Senate, 517-373-2420, and that's Sen, S-E-N, J. Hune, H-U-N-E, at senate.michigan.gov. And then, of course, let's not forget uber-liberal Rebecca Warren, who is the senator for this area, 517-373-2406, and that's Sen, S-E-N-R, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, at senate.michigan.gov. Let them know. Just say, hey, enough. What is going on with you people raising our taxes? We're just in recovery now from your 8 years of Jennifer Granholm and your Democratic nonsense. Stop jacking us in the rear end for more taxes.
Well, and yeah, I mean, they've been raising taxes all along, taking away the homestead credit from seniors, the pension tax, shifting taxes from the corporate sector to the private sector.
Yeah.
No real decrease in taxes, yeah, just that, shifting it around.
The one thing about that pension tax, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, somebody can call in, maybe I'm wrong. I thought the pension tax was only to tax those government employees who had not been paying tax on their pensions.
No, this hits the private sector big time. It depends
on
when you were born. Yeah,
oh,
now
okay.
They grandfathered in some of it if you were older, but young people coming forward,
remember,
no, you're going to pay a tax on that.
One of the reasons my dad left the state is because you were paying tax. That's why he left. So
yeah.
If someone knows a little more about that, send me an email, gary@thedailydrift.com.
And my understanding of it, too, I mean, I have to go back and revisit. It's been a while, but no, government employees, state government employees, they're just purely exempt because of the Constitution.
Yeah, it's not now, though. I thought they changed that. I thought that was part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody, I don't know, but the private sector was what really got hit bad with that.
Yeah. So anyways,
it disgusts me.
Yeah, it's up to us. We said we're holding people responsible. I'm holding them responsible. I want you to do the same. If you're not making those phone calls and those emails, you can go to thedailydrift.com, and there's a website. Go to the Gadsden flag up on the top. Click on it, and you'll see right below, I got some stuff from Jimmy Scheel on there. But right below that are all those phone numbers and emails for state and federal officials. Use them. Put them into your phones and make the phone call. Call every day. Call every day. Call me every day if you want. 734-629-6010. Ooh. Anyways. So, I'm just flabbergasted that the Republicans can act this way here in the state of Michigan. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like I said before, we're lost.
All right, well, let's take a quick break.
How do we know that Glum would be so clairvoyant when we were kids?
I love Glum. That was my favorite cartoon as a kid.
That was a great
French Toast and Gulliver's Travels.
And it was on the Banana Splits, right? It was part of their
I think it was
shows
on that.
That they aired.
Yeah, but I think it was separate on, I think I watched it on Channel 20 years later, too. But okay, well, Derek, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into some immigration and the CAA reported. We'll see you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
If you have diabetes, you are at risk for kidney disease and other health complications, but you can fight back. Ask your health care provider what your A1C, blood pressure, and cholesterol numbers are and ask what they should be. Then, talk about steps to reach your ABC goals. Control your ABCs. Visit yourdiabetesinfo.org or call the National Kidney Foundation of Michigan at 1-800-482-1455.
I'm Dominique Dawes, and there's a big advantage parents can give their kids: making sure they get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. Help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Hearing loss is a growing health issue among young adults and older Americans, affecting more than 48 million people nationwide. Now is the time to preserve your hearing, limiting exposure to loud noises, using ear protection when attending sports events or music concerts, and following the 60-60 rule, limiting the use of earbud headphones to 60 minutes at a time and at 60% of maximum volume. Talk to your hearing health care provider or your physician and schedule a hearing test. Go to hearingloss.org. A public service message from the Hearing Loss Association of America, High Health Innovations, and this station.
Yo, Daddy-O, Theron inviting you to hang out with me as we strap on a level 7 musical buzz with the finest, finest, finest radio to be had in all the land. It is the Bone Conduction Music Show. Join me for the wig-singeing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600.
Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. In studio, Brandon Drake.
Hey, thank you much.
And producing for us, Derek Stone.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, always great to have you guys in here on Saturdays with me. I want to start with something that I thought was a little odd, but it's a good conversation subject, I think. On the drift this morning, I put a video of a board meeting down in Florida, and it's kind of been the rage of late that some townships and municipalities are doing prayers at the beginning. They're kind of trying to offset this anti-religion thing that's going on. And of course, when you do that, and I fully believe that you do. I think any township or community has the right to do a prayer at the beginning, because the Constitution doesn't say keep it out. It just says you can't pick one over the other. That being said, you get the atheists, the Satanists, the crazies who come out and say, well, if you're going to do it, then we get to do it. And, you know, of course, freedom of speech isn't free. The cost is knowing there's somebody out there who thinks differently than you, and they have as much right to speak as anybody. Derek, do you have that track ready? Okay, this is about 2 minutes, and it's this guy who's an atheist, but he's trying to prove a point, and he's being a facetious jerk about it. But listen to it and see what he says.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
So far, I like it.
Well, this is some of the politicians are leaving the room. They're upset. Mm.
Duly noted. Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great god of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us above all love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness' sake.
He's a uniter, not a divider. He included everybody. Now, I want to see some Scientology with L. Brooks Patterson.
Yeah.
I mean, L. Ron Hubbard.
And if you have thoughts on this, call in 734-822-1600. Love to get your take on this. I was kind of outraged when I read the headline, and then I watched it, and I went, well, he's just being a jerk and facetious, you know. Because he's obviously an atheist and he doesn't believe in Satanism and Thor and the rest of it, but he's putting them all in there. The point being, if you're going to allow a Christian or Catholic or Jewish invocation, you certainly have to allow the ultra minority, whoever, if they're going to come up and do this. And that's the cost of freedom. So I don't know that those people walking out was the right thing. I mean, I've never met a Satanist. I have no idea what they believe in. I've seen enough crazy movies that I don't know why anyone would want to worship somebody who is evil like that. But obviously, that's their thing.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to be nutso and worship some evil being, as long as they're not doing evil things
to other people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And in the end, the guy was saying, let's be good to each other, for goodness sake. Morality. I don't know that you can talk about morality and Satan in the same sentence.
Satan?
Based on what what we've seen in popular culture about Satan, I'm assuming he's a bad guy, right? And Allah, well, that's fine. There's a lot of people who worship Islam and seem to be all right, but then there's a pretty vocal minority out there lopping people's heads off. So, you know, it is what it is. I know in the township I live in, they do an invocation, and I think the policy is if somebody comes up from the Muslim religion or the Jewish religion, they're welcome to go in and do whatever they've got to do. It'd be interesting to see a Satanist show up and if they would actually let him go, but, you know, it's hard to say.
You know, I'd like to address, too, that they said that after the invocation there would be the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, to the flag. And I've thought about this, and look how far in the wrong direction we've gone as a country, where the Pledge of Allegiance is not said in the classroom anymore for kids.
No,
right?
I mean, it depends on the school district. I know my kid's doing it.
Really?
And where I live, they do it. Yeah, so it's not as pushed out as it used to be. I think there was a drive to get away from it, and now there's a drive to bring it back. So
some of it's coming back because, yes. You know, when I was a kid in the 70s, or late 60s, they phased that right out. And the thing that really bothered me, too, is I remember this as a kid. You know, you get up and you do the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was done in such a robotic manner that it was never explained why this is important, what it means. It was just going through the motions because the teacher was probably at that point in time obligated to do this as part of the day. Yeah. So as a kid, if you don't understand why you're doing something, it's just kind of this boring, you know, it's like, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a school day is probably not the most fun thing in the world overall anyway as a kid. And now you started off with this, not knowing why. My whole point being, I think what your son, if they're doing that, I think that's in my opinion, that's the minority of kids that are reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'll bet it's even whittled down even more as to them understanding why they're reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. My whole point is this. Not only should the Pledge of Allegiance be recited, but our kids should want to do it because they understand it.
Right.
And that would improve our culture as a nation and respecting our history and understanding the American exceptionalism. And the fact that that's not even on the drawing board or a thought for the most part really speaks volumes as to where we've come from, say, the 40s and the 50s to the present day. When you ask a kid about the Pledge of Allegiance at any age, I'll bet they have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, is that some kind of tripe you have to say once in a while at some place? I mean, not only should they say it, but they should really respect it and love it and say it with passion because they know what it's about and what it means.
Right. Well, I think the liberal attitudes of education in general across many school districts is to not show the exceptionalism and not say that America is a great country.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they try to hide the good things we've done and concentrate on the bad things that have happened here. You know,
and not reciting the Pledge of Allegiance with feeling and understanding is symbolic of everything you just said.
I always had chills when I said it in the morning. I still have the chills when I say it at a meeting. I still have the chills at a ball game when I hear the Star Spangled Banner. But that's me. You know. Let's take a call from John, wants to talk about cults. Go ahead, John. What do you got?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I think today, without the young children that would be growing up with single parents, they all seem to have access to computers and stuff like that. And they don't have the proper guidance, you know, and they don't have goals set through the guidance, all of these things. And then they get influenced, and these people are reaching their hooks out electronically, and they know that they can get a lot of people in. And it's another way to divide. So a lot of these people that are in politics are pretty nutty. You know, and they want to get you as soon as they can, like the indoctrination of kids in Common Core. So if this is another avenue, you know, that they can spread out and do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And my main thrust is that I'm into this. I'm worried that with the money funding Obamacare and the legal aliens, we're not going to be able to pull that back later on when we get positioned.
Yeah, well, that's the price we pay. And again, we need to make sure that we are calling our congressmen and our senators and telling them that, you know, we're not happy about immigration and all these other things. Great call, John. I appreciate it. We're going into a hard break. We'll talk to you again next week. I didn't want to really get into the omnibus bill. Cromnibus, I think is what they're calling it, right? But
that's an interesting thing because you have conservatives and the far left opposing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when nobody's happy, that's compromise. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes. The first black U.S. senator elected from the South since the Reconstruction era after the Civil War, delivering this week's GOP address. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina saying Republican control of the two sides of Congress will be good for the nation and its middle-class families.
While many may be skeptical, and rightfully so, given how broken Washington has become, Republicans are committed to returning government to the American people.
The U.S. Senate working today as lawmakers continue debating a $1.1 trillion catch-all spending bill. Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Mike Lee of Utah demanding a vote on a proposal to cut funds from the bill that could be used to implement the president's new immigration policies, which he implemented under executive order. Cruz saying,
"It's not a dispute between President Obama and Republicans in Congress. It is a dispute between President Obama and the American people."
Final passage of the spending bill still expected early next week. Two U.S. soldiers among the dead in the latest violence in Afghanistan. An international military member telling the Associated Press the two were killed in a terrorist attack on a military convoy near the Bagram Air Base outside Kabul. A bus carrying Afghan army personnel also coming under attack, killing six. Taiwan's Navy stepping up its game big time, as we hear from the Blaze Radio's Brad James.
Taiwan's Navy releasing a video showcasing its first self-developed stealth missile battleship. The highly maneuverable 500-ton warship underwent sea trials last month. It's fast and can get close to enemy targets without being easily detected. Taiwan's media reporting the new ship is part of an $800 million program to build new battleships to defend against China's Navy.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Adult and Children's Choirs of St. Thomas Church in Ann Arbor will present their annual Christmas concert at 3 p.m. Sunday, December 14th in the church at State and Kingsley Streets in Ann Arbor. A reception will follow in the parish hall. The Information Center nonprofit in Taylor is seeking donations through several online fundraising portals, Amazon Smile and CrowdRise.com. Donations to the Information Center can be made while shopping for holiday gifts this season at Amazon Smile. Donors may go to smile.amazon.com to create an account. Choose the Information Center, Inc., the family resource place, as their charity, and Amazon Smile will donate 0.5% of the price of eligible Amazon Smile purchases to the Information Center. Donors can also join the crowd at crowdrise.com/theinfocenter to directly support the following Information Center program or service of their choice: Helping Angels Emergency Fund, Community Food Assistance Program, Financial Literacy Program, and the Early Childhood Support Line. Donations will continue to be accepted by phone or mail. For more details, please call the Information Center at 734-282-7171. The holidays can be a challenging time celebrating and taking care of those with Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association 24/7 helpline provides reliable information and support to all those who need assistance. The 24/7 helpline serves people with memory loss, caregivers, healthcare professionals, and the public. Call toll-free anytime, day or night, at 800-272-3900. You can also visit alz.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com. No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. In Southeast Michigan, keep us locked on your AM radio. But everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Washington, D.C. to Burbank, California, New Orleans to Toronto, wherever you may be, Wham! Radio is there. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thanks for tuning in to catch our drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. As always, your calls are welcome, 734-822-1600. And I want to get into a little immigration first, because it seems like it wants to fall off the radar with all the other stuff that seems to be happening. And we did an article link this morning on the Daily Drift. Illegal immigrants flocking to amnesty workshops at churches and Islamic centers from coast to coast. Thousands and thousands of thousands. And according to the Associated Press, recent workshops have been held at even high schools in Knoxville, Tennessee, and other Islamic centers. So as many as 10,000 illegal immigrants could show up at an event in Los Angeles Convention Center on Sunday. So they're going fast and furious, pardon the pun, to get this information. It's going to be way more than 5 million. We're going to get to that. Because Obama, there was another link this morning, Obama is now kind of admitting that there could well be more than the 5 million that he said would be affected by this. So the transformation of America is indeed here.
Never in the history of mankind, if there are other lives, other life forms on other planets, I'll include the universe as well. Never in the history of mankind or in the universe has a country gone so far out of its way to surrender itself on all levels, on all fronts.
Yeah.
To just cave and give up.
Yeah. The ultimate destruction of any country is its open border. If you can't control your borders and control who's coming in here, you lose your culture and you lose your borders.
Your language.
Your language, which we've lost.
The rule of law.
How much of our language now is Hispanic, depending on what part of the country you're in?
And I know we're going to touch on this later with the CIA report. I mean, we are the only country that goes out of its way to just feed our enemies.
Yes.
To open the borders and let them in. Feed them for propaganda. I mean, can you imagine China, Russia, Iran criticizing us for human rights abuses? I mean, this is the world we live in.
And they do.
And they gain traction from saying that about us.
Yeah.
Because we go out of our way, like I said, to feed the enemy within, the enemy overseas, ammunition against us.
Right. Yeah, on this immigration thing, we're just going to move on to, because I know you want to hit it, the CIA thing, and I've got tons.
But it's all like part of the same, barrage against us.
Yeah, it's the hating of America is what it comes down
and
to.
And bringing it down and every little way you can, every big way, every little way, and in between you can to bring us down.
Yeah.
And we are part of, I mean, not we, you and me, but as a country, the people in charge, the Senate Democrats in this case with the CIA report, going out of their way to feed the enemy.
You're riled up, dude. Throw that bottle across the room. Yeah,
I mean, the top was
it
on
is.
It.
It's the hating of America, and that's what Democrats seem to do most, hating and division, and that's just not right. People, be proud of being an American. Doggone it, we've got flags all over the studio. Why? Because we're proud of being Americans. We're proud of what we've been given. You know, it's not the perfect country, but doggone it, it's better than anywhere else in the world. Why do people have to drag us down?
And let's preserve the American exceptionalism that we know exists. And are we at war with the world in a sense? In a certain sense, on certain levels, we are. You know why? Because that's the nature of mankind. You can go back to the beginning of man, and man is always competing with each other. But we seem to be, in this country, go out of our way to defeat ourselves.
Yeah. People are coveting what we have here in this country. And instead of building up their own countries in their own part of the world to do what we have done, they choose to tear us down. And that's the evilness that is humankind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's always a competition for achieving, for success, competing for resources, competing for knowledge, competing to be the winner. That's the nature of mankind. But we want to tie our hands behind our back, shoot ourselves in the foot, and basically take a stupid pill at every opportunity.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Democrats want us to do. And some Republicans as well, as we've seen from recent legislation. But the only reason I don't want to touch on the omnibus bill is because I didn't really read through it, and I'm sure it's going to change before it goes out of the Senate. I'm going to reserve my judgment because, you know what, the reason I think some of the Republicans voted for it is because they're afraid to death, to their own detriment, of being looking like they're the ones shutting down the government yet again. And the media will try to blame it on the Republicans because the Republicans are too stupid to get out in front of it and say, listen, we passed it. It's now on the Democrats if it fails. But
yeah, you have two opposing groups. Yeah. You have the far left. They're against it because of the watering down of Dodd-Frank.
Yeah.
And you have Republicans like Senator Cruz, you know, because of the immigration part of
it. Yeah, the one thing I want to say about that Dodd-Frank nonsense that the Democrats are trying to spin this at, you know what? If you really care about separating and protecting Americans from the banks, go back to Glass-Steagall, right?
Right.
If Dianne Pelosi, whatever your name is.
Dianne Feinstein's the intelligence and Nancy Pelosi.
If you really care about protecting Americans from the banks, put Glass-Steagall back into effect, right? Am I wrong?
No.
If they really care, screw Dodd-Frank, put Glass-Steagall back in. I mean, for me, that seems to make sense. And I keep thinking, what part of Dodd-Frank is helping anybody?
Well, again, isn't that like another 2,000-page bill that the regulators like write the rules as they go along.
Yeah, that's a disgrace. Well, let's get right into the CIA thing. Let's start with this first track there, Derek, from Dianne. I call her Feinstein, because you know what? She's a stain on her conscience at this point. This woman should be in jail. If somebody dies overseas from this, and the two guys that died in Iraq or Afghanistan today, I don't know if that's related or not, but if it is, she should go to jail, as far as I'm concerned. Let's play that, Derek.
Over the past couple of weeks, I've gone through a great deal of introspection about whether to delay the release of this report to a later time. This clearly is a period of turmoil and instability in many parts of the world. Unfortunately, that's going to continue for the foreseeable future, whether this report is released or not. There are those who will seize upon the report and say, "See what the Americans did?" And they will try to use it to justify evil actions or incite more violence.
Okay. Knowing full well that it could make things worse, she went ahead and did it anyways, right? She just admitted that it could very well do this, and yet she wanted to get it out there. Let's talk a minute about the torture. We're talking about sleep deprivation, okay? Even 7 days on.
Physical stress positions.
Yeah.
Waterboarding, like two people were waterboarded?
Yeah, having a dog walk around you while you're naked. Now, while that might be frightening, it's certainly not getting your head cut off, your arms broken, or anything else. And watching John McCain this week on the news defend Dianne Feinstein makes me sick to my stomach. John, thank you very much for your service to our country, but you were tortured, my man. You were tortured. We did not do anything in Guantanamo that they did to you in Vietnam. Where the hell are you saying that this is torture?
Any enemy that we've fought over the past 50, 60, 70 years has never abided by the rules against torture and the Geneva conventions. They never do. Yet, we are always supposed to go out of our way to basically give those that are attacking us, those that are abusing us, give them American constitutional rights.
Right. I mean,
to our own detriment.
How can
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he broke. He talked.
Yeah, and he was thankful for it afterwards.
And he was giving seminars to the CIA about how his people think, their tactics, their approach, what they might do in the future. It worked.
I am just mystified that Republicans and Democrats alike can agree that releasing this information. And frankly, when I look at the report and hear this stuff, I'm like, yay. Rock on. Do it. It doesn't bother me because you know what? Maybe the rectal hydration was wrong. I don't know if that was medically induced or if that was some kind of a punishment. Millions of Americans get colonoscopies every year. I don't think we call it torture. If it was to hydrate them, to keep them from dying, well, then we were doing them a favor. I don't know that it was. I'm not making that comment. But these are not cutting off of fingers, breaking of arms, pulling out of fingernails. These are all things that I consider torture. Yeah. Let's put a little perspective in it.
Yeah, there's no permanent damage. We're not taking a blowtorch and frying the top of your head off.
Yeah. If waterboarding is so bad, why have so many reporters across the country submitted themselves to it to see what it's like?
Here's the thing, too. If you tell your enemy ahead of time, the type of enemy that we're facing, that nothing is going to happen to you, period. There is no risk of anything happening to you. Once you know that, you're not going to talk. What if there's no fear of anything? Maybe you're never going to do any of those things we just mentioned. But if there's the thought that there's the possibility that can happen, you might be more apt to talk because it's the carrot and the stick. Hey, you know, first we want to cooperate. Let's be buddies. If that doesn't work, okay, here's the stick. And if you know as an enemy combatant that there is no stick,
You got nothing to worry about.
You're just going
to
laugh at your interrogator.
Yeah,
you're going to laugh. You're going to say, you can't do anything to me. I know you can't. You know you can't. So I'm just going to sit here and we're going to stare at each other.
Yeah, ISIS and ISIL right now are probably training their people to be stripped naked in front of vicious dogs, to be locked in rooms, small little rooms and small little cells with no blankets, to get waterboarded. They're probably trying all that right now to keep their guys tested so that they don't talk when they get exposed to these. Well, we're not even going to expose them to that.
Yeah, and those aren't even extreme things.
They're not extreme. And that's the perspective that people don't seem to understand. This is not torture.
And here's the thing, too. Do you think a group like ISIS or a million other groups like them are going to abide by anything because now America's saying, well, we're not going to do that anymore? And we apologize for any time we had done it in the past. After you attacked us on 9/11, and the risk of follow-on attacks were just so prevalent, we're dealing with a whole new world, we're not going to do anything. So you think ISIS or Al-Qaeda or the Haqqani Network or any thousands of other groups, splinter groups around the world, are going to come back and say, you know what, America, they're playing nice now, so we shall too. We've seen the light.
It won't. When you expose weakness, they jump at it.
And use it for propaganda,
and
like
it for
I said.
Propaganda, absolutely.
And you even got the British and our NATO allies coming out against us on this stuff.
We come out looking bad, and Dianne Feinstein is just a disgrace. And she's going to have to live with this for the rest of her life, as far as I'm concerned. Because you know what, lady? You did this for ulterior motives, and it has nothing to do with transparency.
You know, I just want to say this. This is what sums up my feelings about it. I heard some audio on another network radio program, and this guy was an airman. He flew in the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, and his thoughts were this. He says he cannot understand how Americans can get so upset over the treatment of people like this, an animal that will, like you said, cut off heads with small knives, execute children, strap bombs on children, go out of their way to target civilians. He cannot understand how Americans can be so upset over trying to extract information, and sometimes maybe it won't work. You know, you can't have this broad brush of it never works. Sometimes it does work, and if it does work, whether it's one time or almost every time, it's worth it.
Yeah, all options are on the table, and I liked to see Wolf Blitzer, who's pretty liberal in my book, from CNN, gave Dianne Feinstein a little bit of grief. Derek, you got that second track ready? Wolf gives it to her, and I'm glad that he did. Let's hear this.
Let me interrupt for a second,
nation.
Senator. You and I are friends. We've known each other for a long time. When the Department of Defense issues a warning saying thousands of Marines are now being put on a higher state of alert around the world in advance of the release of this report, when the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI issue a joint statement going out to all law enforcement authorities across the United States, be on a higher state of alert. CNN is not releasing those statements. We're just reporting what the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are telling law enforcement and military personnel around the world. That's their words, not ours. Right,
do you
Senator?
Have a question?
I just wanted to point out that this is
you
what...
You have pointed it out, Wolf,
all right,
three times.
Let's go
discussion.
To the question.
Yeah, and she still doesn't
Here's
get it.
The CIA director...
Yeah, I mean, chewing her out, and obviously she's a little flabbergasted that...
She heard some logic.
Yeah, and that's the way it plays out with Democrats, because they're not used to being logic, and they're not used to be not given a pass. He's not
exactly.
Given her a pass, which is unusual. And I'm believing... I've not seen any polls on this, but I really have to believe that the American people are probably not all that upset about how we waterboarded and sleep-deprived a bunch of terrorists. Are you kidding me?
And again, the waterboarding was a very small number of people.
It was a very small number.
It was not
yes.
Even tens or hundreds or thousands. It was a handful.
Yeah. Who among us isn't sleep-deprived?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm that way every day.
I wake up at night worrying about what our government is doing to us and how he's leaving our borders open and how my taxes are so high.
And I can absolutely guarantee you this, Gary, that Navy SEALs, for example, Green Berets, airmen, they are all put through so much more harsher training techniques through SERE, survival, escape, resistance, evasion. I probably have the, you know, messed up a little bit there. But Navy SEALs going through BUDS, they go through so much more harsh treatment and conditions than we would ever put the worst of the worst of the worst of ISIS or Al-Qaeda through. And here we are making this big crybaby thing about it. Like, I can barely take it.
Yeah. Let's.
And I'm not saying go cut hands off and torture people and physically tear them limb from limb. I'm not saying that at
that,
all.
That
never would I advocate that.
There's a difference between torture and enhanced interrogation. The enhanced interrogation that we used was not torture by any stretch of the imagination. Let's do that next track, Derek, where Diane Feinstein seems to be cozying up to the victims who are terrorists. Let's hear that.
He was denied sleep for 7 days, not 17 days. During a 17-day period in the month of August, he was the victim of these EITs for some 17 days.
Enhanced interrogation techniques.
24 enhanced interrogations, 24/7, and so.
Really, he's a victim. The guy that blew up our buildings is a victim?
We tracked Osama bin Laden down through these techniques.
Yes. I'm just mystified that anybody can look at this woman and say she's a leader. How in the world do
she's a leader for the enemy.
Yeah, how in the world can you call Abu Zaid, whatever his name is, I don't even care anymore,
yeah,
a victim? He's not a victim. He killed thousands of Americans. He was involved in it. He would kill her if he had his. He would kill each of us and our children if he had a chance. And yet she dares call him a victim.
Yeah, I could see her, you know, if she was confronted by him, I stood up for you.
Yeah. As he cut her head off.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it and played soccer with it, probably. It's a disgrace. You know, if you're a Democrat, you should be disgraced with your leadership, because there is no room to be calling the people who terrorize and kill children and us victims. They are not victims. They are murderers. They are terrorists. They are of stain on the human race and need to be removed. We treated them far too gently in Guantanamo, if you ask me.
And again, we are the only country in the world that will launch propaganda against itself. You won't see the Israelis do this. You won't see the Russians do it. You won't see the French do it. You won't see the German, the British, anyone else in the world will never come out and attack themselves and put themselves in the position that we have, like our leaders have done.
Right. Let's take a call from Walter from Belleville. Walt, welcome back to the show.
All right. Hey, I'd like to say this about the statements that Miss Frankenstein made. It's amazing how the Democratic Party, being the phonies that they are, can y'all be all serious about waterboarding, and they're overlooking how their party is the party who kills innocent babies.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
She can get up there and make that announcement. About, and Obama makes some announcement about, this is against our values. The Democratic Party don't have no values. Everything they promote 100% is immoral, murdering of babies, and they're focusing on something that don't even matter to the average American person's pockets. Okay? And let's talk about, I want to make a quick statement about.
Well, hey, Walter, let me interject here. What you're saying is that one could say that the Democratic Party, is more concerned about the feelings of an ISIS or Al Qaeda member than they are about abortion.
Exactly.
Right.
And
the killing, like you're talking about.
I got a Quran in my house. There's nothing good about the Muslim religion. 100% evil. They hate America. The ones that's over here that's kind of hiding in the shadows. You know, Dearborn and Stan and all these other places they live at, how they're moving off into different positions in our country. They can't stand us either.
But your typical Democrat.
I don't think there's such thing as a moderate Muslim, because their Quran, I got verses underlined in the Quran, and it talks about pursue the infidel, kill them where you find them. Tons of verses. And don't even take a Christian or a Jew as your friend.
A liberal Democrat is always going to side with the rights of an enemy combatant against America, but will never side with what you're talking about, the rights of the unborn.
And it's amazing how the Republicans are not confronting these clowns. We got crooks in there like John McCain, John Boehner. You know, I won the Tea Party. He is a black guy, the only black guy showing up at a Tea Party meeting one time, myself. And I warned the people about, I warned some of the Tea Party people about John Boehner, the so-called Speaker of the House. And like I said, let's go back a few weeks when we won the midterm election, taking the Senate and the House back. No sooner than the votes came in, Mr. McConnell gets up there talking about, yeah, we're going to work with the Democrats. I said, oh my goodness, he's just shot himself right in the foot.
Yes, that's exactly right, Walter. That's exactly right.
First thing we were thinking about when we went to vote, and I can say, I think they got probably about 10% of the black vote this time because they was fed up with Obama's lies. They seen right through. And that should have showed them that we were against, there was a war against Obama and the Democrats when we voted. We don't want to negotiate with them evil people.
Yeah, I honestly, the Republicans have really so far missed the mark, but we'll see after January. I'll give them credit. Walt, anything else? I got another call I want to get in before the end of the show.
I can continue going, but I'll step aside.
Well, call us next week, Walt.
Yeah, call us next week.
All right, take care.
Okay,
thanks, Walt.
I tried to call earlier.
See you, Walter.
Bye.
Bye.
And Bill from Tecumseh wants to talk about waterboarding. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Yeah, why worry about it? All we have to do is give them some sodium pentothal or a derivative of something like it. Yeah, they can't help it then, right?
Yeah,
that would be a needle prick, and they can't say a word about it.
Well, again,
depriving them.
Again, I don't know. I don't think we can do anything anymore. You just have to try to be their friend and hope that they'll come around and they'll say, you know what, I've seen the light. You're a good guy. I'm going to talk.
Yeah,
you know, that seems to be the approach.
They should just put a needle on her chair and give something to her and be surprised at the truth that comes out of her mouth.
Right. Well, there is some truth that did come out, and I got one more track I want to play. Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. There's one more track I want to try and squeeze in here, Dirk. It's that last one where this is the reason why Dianne Feinstein released this now, and it's all political. You got it? Shoot it.
But if Americans are killed as a result of this report and they tell you that, I assume you would feel guilty about that.
I would feel very badly, of course. I mean, what do you think, Wolf Blitzer? But we lose control at the end of this year. The Republicans take control.
All right.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any simpler, does it?
Yeah, the Republicans would not have put us in this situation where the Democrats have.
Yes. And so this is her way of paying back the American people. The American people took away control of the Senate from the Democrats, and this is how the Democrats return the favor. They're sticking the finger in the eye of the American voter. If you are not outraged as an American voter, you should be. That woman right there just said it.
And the American service man and woman putting their lives on the line for us.
Absolutely. This is a disgrace. And I feel violated by this woman. And so,
not in a good way.
Not in a good way. People, make sure you make those phone calls this week. Tell the president, tell your senators, we want some common sense in Washington.
Never happened.
Never.
Common sense never happens anymore.
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and send us emails and get involved. See you next
then.
Week.